Hello.
Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Jan Tyree. Anita Vaj, this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Hey, this is Nancy Nobles. Thank you for calling me back.
Thank you.
I have a question. So my job is supposed to be ending on the 29th of December because the doctor I work for is having to retire for health reasons. So what do I do first to file unemployment? How do I do it? I don't know anything about it. I've never done it. I'm 56 years old.
Yes, ma'am. You'll just file through us. First, I can go by, give me just a moment. I'm going to get your social down. So give me just a moment. Pull up my system.
Okay. I'm in the drive-through window at the bank just in case, so you know, okay? In case I say something.
That's fine.
I'm looking crazy.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you there? Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure. I'm here too.
What's your social?
Okay, 418.
418-06-06. 418-06-7017. Okay, so your social is 418-06-7017.
Yes.
All right, thank you for the information.
Thank you.
What's your first name? May I have your first name, please?
Nancy.
Nancy, okay.
Nobles.
May I have your middle initial, please?
W. Nobles.
Okay. And your last name, please?
N-O-B-L-E-S.
N-O-B-L-E-S.
L-E-S.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the date of birth?
1-8-65.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for the information. And do you have a hard time speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
All right. And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes.
Okay. And did you serve active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Say that one more time.
Did you serve in the United States Armed Forces? Okay.
No. I'm sorry. The phone's just gone.
You're okay. Now. That's fine. You're okay.
I don't know why this is so scary for me to do. I guess I've just never done anything like this before.
Filing unemployment.
Yeah. Never have.
It's okay. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th.
Gotcha. And may I have your mother's maiden name, please?
Huffman.
Huffman. Could you spell that for me?
H-U-F-F-M-A-N.
And do you have a valid driver's license?
Yes.
May I have that driver's license number, please?
491-0715.
In the state of the driver's license?
Alabama.
All right. If you approve for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposits, checks, or savings, or the Vintage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your approval for payments and our fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checks or savings, recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer? Would you like direct deposit or the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
All right. Do you have your bank account and your rider number available?
I do. So, I mean, is this like an automatic thing?
I'm sorry.
Can go ahead and get started, or that you're being able to get
it? It takes two to three weeks to process.
Okay, and what do I prove? I mean, what do I have to show y'all when we're done at the office?
I'm sorry?
Nothing. What do I have to show y'all when I'm done at the office?
What do you have to show us?
I mean, do I have to prove to you that I'm not working there anymore? Does that all?
No, we have your social and stuff like that. That's why we get y'all information, and they go pull it from there.
Okay. And what do y'all see that proves I'm not working? This is almost like 2 weeks.
I'm not really sure what do they see because I only filed the claim, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Okay. All right, so I'm with a credit union. So what do you need off of that?
I'm sorry?
I'm with a credit union, my checking account.
I need your writing number first.
Okay, let's see. I guess that's the first numbers on the call, on the check?
I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's do 2622.
2622.
75958.
Do you want to take a moment and try to see where is the writing and bank account number so that you can give me the correct information so your benefits won't get sent to the wrong account?
I don't know how to do that. It's in the bank. Do you have a direct number I can call you back or?
You can call us back at this number.
Okay. Is there any other questions that I can answer that you need, or is that it? How do I know, like, how many weeks I can draw and what I draw? Do we know that?
No, I won't be able to tell you information. I just take your information down, and they'll tell you further information. I have to just put your information in the system. I wouldn't be able to tell you anything about how much you'll get.
Gotcha.
Or any type of information like that.
Okay. I feel like this is the right routing number because I'm looking at my check. So let's just go ahead and do it.
Okay, so 262-27-59-58.
Uh-huh, is the routing.
All right, and the bank account number, please.
Okay, it's 11 and then 50.
All right.
333-0815.
All right, thank you for the information. And may I have your mailing address, please?
3689 Redland Road, 36093. That's Wetumpka.
Okay. And may I have your resident address, please? I mean, oh, no, my bad. You just gave it to me. Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No. It's all the same.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And the telephone, please?
334-328-5918 is my cell.
Okay. Thank you for the information.
Thank you.
Which kind of license plate has been on your 1991 Honda Accord? Antique, handicap, military honor, vanity, or none of the above?
I don't have that car anymore.
Okay, what kind of license plate has did you have on there?
Personal, I have. I don't know what I had on the Honda because I haven't had it for like 14 years.
Okay, which team nickname?
Personalized.
Okay, which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Bulldogs, Foresters, Golden Griffins, Trolls, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, which of the following cities has a current former association to you? Laredo, Mystique, Austin, Brownsville, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you for the information. Did you file receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with the employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification, yes or no?
Ask that one more time.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reason related to COVID-19 pandemic, yes or no?
No.
And what was your last day of work?
What was my what?
last day of work.
Wait, say that one more time because you're coming in and out. You must have a head speaker on, do you?
Your last day of work.
Last day of work?
Yes, ma'am.
Almost there. It is going to be the 23rd of December.
Okay, if not for COVID-19 restrictions since most recent Sunday, have you been mentally physically able to work?
I can't understand you. Say it a little bit slower.
If not for COVID-19 since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or you're a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
No.
Are you working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No.
All right. How many miles are you willing to travel to a job?
I don't know. I don't care.
How many miles would you put down?
Let's say 20. Let's say 20.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
19 dollars.
And do you obtain work through a union hire hall?
No.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes.
May I have that date, please?
It is the 29th, but I'm through the 23rd, because those are my days.
The 29th of this month?
Yes.
Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period shutdown or a company schedule shutdown from U.S.?
I am not, no.
Okay, cool. Thank you for confirming that with me. And what was your job title?
Clerk.
Clerk. Okay. Office clerk.
Yes.
Okay. Are you seeking work at your current occupation?
Not yet.
All right. If you wasn't, okay. And your separate employee is William Kirkland.
Yes.
Thank you for confirming that with me. And may I have your employer phone number, please?
334-260-8800.
And when did you start here?
March, 16 years ago. Let's see. March 2005.
And what was your last day of work due to being laid off?
Doc is retiring due to Parkinson's.
No, what was your last day of work?
Oh, the 23rd is going to be my last day.
Okay. And what city and state is this work performed in?
Montgomery, Alabama.
Your last day of work going to be the 23rd on next year? What was your...
No, so this year. He's closing on the 29th, but my last day is December 23rd.
Okay. When was the last day you actually worked?
I worked today.
And the city and state again, I'm sorry.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Montgomery. Okay. And are you going to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay after your last day at work?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension from this employer, yes or no?
No. There is none.
And is this your last employer?
Yes.
Do you wish to let her have 10% of your weekly benefit check with her from federal income tax?
Yeah.
And your temporary PIN number to your account is 1765. This will be the PIN you log into your account to check your claim tracker or the PIN that you call and certify with every week.
Okay, you said 1755?
1765.
65. Okay, so tell me about that. Like, what do I call? The same number?
I'm about to tell you now. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
All right. The following description and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. the unemployment claim. We just finished. Also, registered you work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center careers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and able to seek a full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file the via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via telephone, you may want to get something to write this down with.
Okay. All right.
Okay. The telephone number you should call each week is 954.
Okay.
4094.
4094.
All right. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Information booklet will be mailed to you. The booklet explains your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Miss
okay,
Nancy, we have...
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You okay? You can go ahead and tell me if you
in that book is going to tell me what you're telling me right now, because I'm not grasping what all I'm supposed to be doing.
You'll basically call the number I gave you. You'll call in every week and file your weekly certification.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. In the booklet can tell you what all you need to do. Once they mail it to you, but if you end up needing help, then you can just call us back.
Okay, but I don't do anything until I hear from y'all.
No, you go ahead. You start filing your certification next week.
Like on Sunday, I call.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, even though my last day is not till the 23rd.
You can start calling in on the 23rd then.
Okay.
You can start calling in on your last day of work.
Okay. And it'll just say, am I talking to a machine or somebody?
Oh, no, you can start calling in now. And when it asks how much are you getting paid, then you'll just put your payment in so that it won't exhaust your benefits due to you. Just put how much you're making. And then once you start working, then you'll put that you're not making anything.
Okay. But I don't do that until my last day, or should I do it today?
Next week.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Do you have any more questions for me today?
I think that's it. But if I have questions, do I call the same number I called you?
Yes, you can call us back. Yes, ma'am. You can call us back.
Okay. All right. And at what point does it tell you how much you're going to get?
It is showing your claims tracker.
Okay, and I see that where?
You will see it on the, let me tell you the claims tracker website. Give me just a moment. The claims tracker website is UI. Claim, CLAIMS.
Okay.
Tracker, TRACKER dot labor, LABOR.
Okay.
Dot Alabama, spelled out full, dot gov, GOV.
Okay. Perfect.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have any more questions for me today?
I think that's it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Climb Line. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.